I think that this week is a very devastating week. And this week, as historians will write about, as one of the great turning point weeks in American, in the history of America. This week, a trilogy of events have taken place that at the symbolic archetypal level have marked a turning point in American history, in America, that somehow psychically we feel but have not been able to language. But I will put language to it, because that symbolic world is three events happened right next to each other, like a trilogy. And they all represent America. One is that we voted. A vote was taken in Washington that completely betrayed the values of America. Officially, the Congress voted in favor of corporations instead of what the Constitution of this United States stood for. The official social contract to represent the people of this country was tossed out in favor of corporate values. The second thing that happened was that the S&P dropped our standing.
Okay.
So we went from a country of high moral standards and a belief in people to corporate values. Secondly, we believed the mythology that we were the wealthiest country in the world, only to recognize that the whole world now sees us as hardly wealthy and barely able to keep our heads afloat. And third, we suffered the largest loss of soldiers since the beginning of the war. And not only were they soldiers, they were elite.
Yeah.
And so we were humiliated as warriors. We were humiliated as in Washington by those renegade politicians. And we were humiliated financially on all three fronts that America once prided itself on. And something in the atmosphere of the nation collectively told us America crossed the tipping point and there is no turning back. Something of these three events put together said there's no turning back. We cannot go back to the great nation we once were. There's something in the president we believed he was, he isn't. Every single thing shattered. The great mythology of America as warriors, the great mythology of America as wealthy, the great mythology of America of having the moral high ground and being a nation for its people, all three were shattered within days of each other. You're not the only one crying this week. I tell you, anybody who has a sense of how great this country was should be weeping.